Turn with me, if you will, to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Do you ever get tired? Tired, weary, maybe exhausted? I'm not talking about from working a 12 or 10 or 8-hour job. I'm talking about just in dealing with stuff. You know, in ministry, I get tired, but I don't get tired of ministering. You get tired in the ministry. But you know what will really drain you more than anything? And that's being spiritually tired. Just being spiritually tired. Dealing with situations that where you just really have to let the Word of God speak to you. That's where the answer is, in seeking God. I want to talk about that this morning. In Isaiah chapter 40, beginning with verse 25. To whom then will you liken me, or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One? This is God speaking. To whom will you liken me, or to whom shall I be equal? Verse 26. Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things, who brings out their hosts by number. He calls them by name, by the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one is missing. In other words, everything that God has put in order stays in order. Verse 27, why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by God? Now listen closely to verse 28. Have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary, his understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. These verses are such a blessing if you read them and really absorb them into your life. For instance, the portion there in verse 28, Isaiah writes about the names of God. The everlasting God. That's the name Elohim Alam. This name identifies God as the eternal God. This name identifies God as eternal. There has never been a time when God wasn't, and there never will be a time when he isn't. God is eternal. And by the way, before Genesis 1:1, God was. There was an eternity past prior to Genesis 1:1, just like there will be an eternity to come and forever. God existed when there was nothing, and he always will exist. Isaiah mentions the name the Lord, or Jehovah. This name identifies God as the self-existing one. Think about this. Every other being in the universe depends upon some other person or some other thing for existence. But God depends upon no one. No one. The word Lord identifies him as the covenant keeper, as the God who stands by his word, and as the God who can be trusted. I know in Sunday school this morning, as they were taking prayer requests, every situation that was named, it was a situation where an individual who was making that request on behalf of someone else or on behalf of a family or on behalf of themselves, it boiled down to the fact they were trusting God. The word Lord, this name appears so many times in the Old Testament, and it's in the form of a compound name of God and who he is. And for instance, like Jehovah Rohi, which means the Lord, my shepherd. Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. Jehovah Shalom, which means the Lord is my peace. Jehovah Rapha, which means the Lord my healer. I remember several years ago, I really don't even know if it's still in existence, but there used to be a center for counseling called Rapha. Jehovah Rapha, my healer. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Jehovah Nisi stands for the Lord my banner. Jehovah Mekadesh, which means the Lord is my sanctifier. And Jehovah Elyon, which means the Lord most high. And Isaiah continues on in verse 28 by referring to God as the creator. This name identifies him as the one who made everything out of nothing. Everything out of nothing. It's God who has the power to create this whole world with the spoken word. Spoken word. Think about that. God created this whole universe with a spoken word. Let there be. And it was. Whatever he declared was. I mean, he just spoke the earth, and the earth was formed. The mountains, the valleys, all created by God's voice. Think about it, you know, guys, he didn't have an 8 or a 10-inch diameter hose and a big pumping system. He didn't have a backhoe or bulldozer or front-end loader. He simply spoke, and the creeks, the rivers, the lakes, the oceans, they were all created. Now, I don't know about you, but I've always been amazed by the ocean. Amazed because here's this huge, gigantic body of water, yet in all of its vastness, it doesn't overflow its banks. It doesn't flow out into the streets unless God sends some big storm and allows the storm surge to create that. But, you know, I'm amazed when I stand on the beach and watch the waves as they edge up just inch by inch during high tide. But they never get beyond a certain point. They're within God's boundaries. And then on low tide, as they rescend and recede back out to sea, just inch by inch. But they never go any further than what God permits them to go. And then as you stand there and reach down and pick up a handful of sand, and knowing that the Bible tells me that God knows every individual, how many grains of sand is on the seashore. I mean, we're not talking about Wilmington to Georgetown. We're talking about the seashore of the whole universe. God knows all these things. He knows exactly how many grains of sand I'm holding in my hand. And that's the God we serve. That's our Heavenly Father. If you're a Christian, that's our Heavenly Father. Look at the latter part of verse 28 and 29 of Isaiah 40. Isaiah writes about the nature of God. The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. God does not grow weary. Even as many times as we come to him in prayer with our problems, God does not grow weary. We may be weary in those problems, but God does not grow weary. Therefore, we know that we can come to God in confidence, can't we? Psalm 121, verses 3 through 5 says, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved, but he keepeth thee. But he that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. God possesses all knowledge as well. His knowledge is beyond human comprehension. In Luke 12, verses 6 and 7, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even thy very heads, the hairs on your head are numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than the sparrows to God. And then consider this from Proverbs 15, verse 3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Listen, there's nowhere you can go on the face of this earth and do something bad and God not know about it. You say, well, I'm looking around, make sure I don't see anybody that knows me or somebody I know. God knows. God knows.